Test. Whoa. Fuck. Yo. What's going on? Oh no. Hello. Test. All right. I think something weird is going on with my recorder, but whatever. Let's just do a music only show today. Let's just play some songs. It's about 7 in the morning. The sun is just coming up. I'm waiting for the grocery store to open at 8. Gonna go buy some stuff. It's really pretty out the window where you can see the branches against the sky. Like, the sky is this dark blue that's getting lighter, and then the branches all look like just ink drawings. It's very nice. All right, Fiona Apple just put out a new song called Dull Tool for some Judd Apatow movie. Just leaked onto the internet the other day, and just like all things Fiona Apple, so good. It's so weird to me that Fiona Apple show I did about a year ago, that it was all just about her first two albums, and remembering how much I was into those when I was like 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, like about that whole span. And then it wasn't until after that that I started listening to her third album, and just super great. Like, I don't know why I waited so long. It's so good. And then this fourth one, The Idler Wheel, she kind of became back in the public consciousness, getting a little famous again or whatever. Ludacris, man. I don't know, man. I love her so much. Just, if I said I was just going to play music, right? But here I am, babbling, whatever. Who fucking cares, man? Fuck. Well, let's overthink every stupid thing that I do in my life. In some ways, I think one reason why I am so intolerant of like movies and TV shows that I don't like, or books that I find boring, is that to me, art is like a salve. You know, the reason I ingest art is to feel better. You know, I don't know if that's a sign of some low-lying continuous depression or what, but if something isn't making me feel better, then it makes me feel very agitated and makes me feel worse. Because if this isn't making me feel better, then I'll go do something else that will make me feel better. You know, I don't need to just... Anyway, the point is Fiona Apple very much makes me feel better. Something... I don't know, it's kind of cutesy to say, like, oh, I'm so crazy, this and that and whatever, blah, blah, blah. But I don't know, as I get older, I seem to be getting less stable, not more. And I don't know, it's weird considering how confessional my life is, just recording fucking podcasts all the time. But I don't know that I've really been getting into it very much lately. And I don't know that I will. I feel like maybe that era has passed. This mad scramble for fucking, oh, I just need to broadcast myself. I need people to understand me. I mean, that drove me to New York and to be on Keith and the Girl and all this stuff. And I don't know, man. I feel like that's a young man's game. That's a silly bullshit. That's not going to work. That's not going to... I mean, I'm doing an XO right now about Billy Corgan, and he was talking about how becoming a giant rock star really didn't solve any of his problems. You know, it didn't get him anywhere, really, fundamentally. Kevin Smith said the same thing about being a director. Like, you'd think, all right, my life's fine now. Everything is just fucking dandy. And that's not how it is. And, you know, if achievement at that level did not fundamentally solve any internal problems, then just whatever little notoriety I've cobbled together, of course, does not either. Or what Billy Corgan said, he used to talk a lot about child abuse and the problems he had growing up with his family. And some interviewer asked him, like, so it helped, though, right? Like, you're better off overall going through, you know, talking about your life on a public stage and whatever. Like, it was better overall. And now that he's, like, is he 50 by now? He's getting close. He's just like, no, you know, that's the thing everyone says, that disclosure is good, and going through all this weird turmoil is makes you stronger in the end. But he's like, looking back, I don't know that it did. I think that's reductive in its own way. He said it's just weird. it just makes your life feel weirder than you could ever imagine to just be just open about it. Like, maybe that's not the best thing to do.
I would go into interviews and I would be accused of faking child abuse or exaggerating the child abuse in my life to sell records. So then it became a different type of abuse where I'm sort of being called inauthentic. There's one way to the ground. Please just understand I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. So please stop. I'm doing the best I can. I'm doing the best I can. So fuck off. I mean, I'm in a different point in my life. I'm 44 years old now. But in younger years, even within, you know, say 10 years ago, when I would talk very publicly about child abuse issues, it's really weird because a lot of people will say, well, what actually happened to you? As if you have to kind of qualify. And then you get these weird things where, and a few times I've written about it online, you get people saying, well, my dad ripped off my arm and beat me over the head with it, and then he made me crawl through glass, so therefore your child abuse does not qualify as child abuse, mine does. Jump on me now. There's no way around. Please just understand. And you get in this whole other conversation with what is child abuse, you know? So that's been a weird journey. It's been a weird journey to represent something and then simultaneously be told that your representation is not enough. Like, you know, maybe you should have suffered a little more.
Is it kind of a therapeutic thing to go through it in song?
No. Honestly, I've been asked that question many times, and respectfully, I say no. It's opening wounds that you maybe on the surface you think, oh, this might be good, and it ends up being way weirder than you could have ever imagined. So fuck.
And I mean, with my recent fucking last trip to New York, like, yeah, it's just, what is happening? It's just, it's, the whole system is short-circuiting and just going haywire. Like, just putting yourself out there for the sake of it is not, that's not good enough. All right, here's Fiona Apple with Dull Tool.
Figure out how to say it clear, 'cause you're more likely to get cut with a dull tool than a sharp one. You stuck around
just got caught in a Guar hole. Me and Matt went to see Guar, and this is the second time I saw them with Craig a couple years ago, and I brought earplugs this time because they're too fucking loud, man. It was silly. And with earplugs in, it's pretty cool. You can actually hear what the fuck's going on. It was this place, the Sound Academy, that's real hard to get to in Toronto. Real out of the way, weird place. But once you're there, it's this awesome view of downtown, though. It's on a pier. Anyway, it was a huge show. They said it was the biggest show of the whole tour. Like, it was just fucking this big-ass place, fucking packed for Guar. It was fucking cool, man. And they got a good shtick going, because if you some fucking how don't know who Guar is, they're the ones who dress up like giant fucking space monsters, like fucking barbarian crazy scumdog hordes, and you know they're all in their late 40s and shit now, but you can't tell who the fuck, they're fucking giant foam monsters. It was really cool. So let's play Ham on the Bone from America Must Be Destroyed, which is a song about jerking off that is awesome. And it's not my favorite song on Ragnarok, but they did play War Ghoul. That was like a cool, like, unexpected song, and Matt mentioned it. He's like, fuck, dude, they fucking played War Ghoul. Wah. So let's listen to that. Also, War Ghoul by Guar. It's past 8 a.m. now. I'm gonna go buy groceries. Listen to fucking Guar.
to whom? Yes, human souls. Profit for the prophet and the creatures who control. 46, I got away from the horrid thing that I did in Mama Day. And though I gained strength at the time, still they call my vengeance for the hatred of my crime. And I tried to drink myself to death. 40 years went by, and drunken I was left. And drunk I was when they caught me. Dead bag was right where they got me. Tied to a chair, feeling sore, knowing all the answers to the questions I ignore. They burned up my face with a propane torch. Then they blew up my porch. Then I fought against the USA, trapped in a trench till the bulldozer came. Changed sides and threw the bloody warthog. Highway of death and the day of the dog. Once again, I died alive, sent home in a box, but somehow I survived. Maybe you've got my face. I'm the demon of war.
Man, I could just play Guar all fucking day. I don't know 2000s Guar very well. I'm gonna dig into that shit. But 90s Guar, so good. I mean, just Scum Dogs of the Universe alone. That whole fucking album I could just play. Fucking Salamanizer, Maggots, Death Pod, like fucking fuck shit, dude. So many good songs. You know, despite starting with the Fiona Apple song, maybe this needs to be an all Guar song. I don't know. An all Guar episode. But I gotta play The New Plague. It's probably the best song about having AIDS I've ever heard.
You can come the easy way or the hard way, I don't care.
Might you get a little nursery rhyme?
But the dead bird! I've got the buzzard, and I've got a new plague. I'm wondering how I got this way. I drank some whiskey. I went and got rain. Now I'm a person, just a person with AIDS.
He's just a person with AIDS.
I got what? And the train made like any old dude. I travel high enough to go meet on you. Cause I'm a person and I know what to do. So stick around cause I'm gonna get screwed, yeah.
Done my shopping. I saw a recipe for was it Chipotle with Matt? He'd never had Chipotle. I guess they don't have those in Montreal.
just delicious. So I found a little recipe for their type of shit. So I bought a bunch of this stuff, the ingredients, and I'm figuring, like, what's the worst that's gonna happen? My rice and beans are only differently delicious. I think it's gonna work out all right. I'm gonna play some more Guar songs. I'm like, oh, is this too much Guar in a row? As though, A, anyone listens to this fucking show, and B, they don't have fast-forwarding on their MP3 players. I'm just gonna play some more from Ragnarok. Fucking tons of Ragnarok. This is the Sleazy P. Martini song. That's a weird-ass rap rock song that I like. Wow, I just passed the tiniest little old woman. And there's one tiny old woman. And then, I don't know what this other song's called. It's like a man versus woman, odorous versus Slimestra, back and forth thing. I don't know. Someone's walking behind me now. It feels weird. I should stop talking into this. All right, I'm going to put it away. Here's some more.
because lying is a sin.
What do you know of sin? I taught you about sin when the sun was dim.
But what of my power?
What about it? There's no pussy in your tower.
I could have any woman that I want.
So my first test run of fancy beans and rice and various stuff is going. It's not quite everything because it's the morning and I'm fucking beat. So I don't want to crack open every single ingredient, but I think this is going to go okay. It's just cleaning out our fridge. Man, we got a lot of weird shit in there because Other Keith's a fancy cooker. It reminds me of Schmidt from that show New Girl. All of his fancy chutneys and fucking shit. There's all kinds of crap in there. Speaking of TV, I go on and on about how much I hate TV, and then everything I talk about is TV. There's this HBO show called Girls, Lena Dunham's show. It's pretty good, especially this guy, Adam, in the show. I'm just obsessed with this guy, Adam. He is, like, my favorite character in forever. I made an edit where I just took all his parts and put them together like a little movie. It's, like, an hour long. And instead of her going to visit this guy occasionally, it flips it. Now it's the story of this guy and this weird chick that keeps showing up at his apartment. But once I finished the edit, it turned out pretty well, but it's, like, the file's like a gig. I got nowhere to upload it to, so... It's just for me, I guess, just a little editing exercise. But in this one episode, that's why I downloaded the show, actually. My friend Ian from England mentioned it, but it's because there's an episode that takes place in Bushwick, and that's where Ian used to live. And in that episode, they go to, like, a big warehouse party, which I also... I mean, what year was that? We did a video of it. New Year's 2008 turning to 2009, I guess. Anyway, at this warehouse party fucking scene... There's a bunch of songs that play in that episode that are real good. Last episode I played Dragonette, Fixin' to Thrill, and also this guy Mark Ronson, who's some British DJ type dancey music guy. I'm going to play two songs by him, Bang Bang Bang, that's really awesome, and then Lose It in the End, that is just a strange song because the verses kind of suck, like they're just really weird and shitty, but then the chorus is fucking awesome. So, here's some Mark Ronson songs while I keep cleaning my kitchen.
Bye. life, roll them on the floor. From your grubby hands as you hand me grandstand, you live a shitty life, we live the bomb bomb V. Hide it in the book while we watch the TV. Think you got us fooled, who? Never again. First time, shame on me, second time, your time will end.
No way. Slim Shady. I ain't having that, nope, I ain't having that. You're just trying to get rich like Miramax. Force my hand, girl, to let you know, cause getting over stocks is real unnatural.
Yeah, I said too much again. Yeah, I pushed too hard again. And I wanna stop, but when I was losing in the end, stupid once again. You wanna be my friend. And I pushed too hard again.
Man, isn't that chorus just silly fucking good? Like, let's hit that one more time. You ready? Here it comes. Here it comes. Yo, are you watching my guys up when it comes to the women? Don't know that ever since the beginning. That's why I said, yeah. Poison piece of my vivis. That kind of shit makes me think I should listen to more rap music, but maybe it's because that's some weird dance dude with a rap guy. I don't know, like, when I get into it, I fucking get into it. I fucking love it. But when I'm not into it, it's fucking so boring I could kill myself, you know? Alright, let me see. What else do I have lined up here? I got some songs lined up now that I'm out of my little guar hole for now. Ham Radio. Played this, played that. Oh yeah, I got some more KMFDM stuff lined up, but maybe I'll save that for next time. Alright, well, Sloan just put out a 20th anniversary edition, or it's coming out soon, of their album Twice Removed, which is super good. It was once voted the greatest Canadian album of all time. And that was me and Matt's plan, as we were going to go see Sloan and Guar, but Sloan sold out. Pretty big place they sold out, too. I think it's a good scheme. Like, hey, if you come see us, we're just going to play that one album that you really liked, top to bottom. Pretend it's fucking 1994 again. So part of, though, the re-release is they're releasing all the demos, and this is the demo for the song I Hate My Generation, track number 2. It's a real good song, so it's cool to hear the demo. So let's listen to that. I don't think you have the capacity to stop me from making this happen. Unless you press stop on your thing, but don't do that, that'd be fucking stupid. You made it this far. I Hate My Generation, demo by Sloan.
Just dust and then you'll surely see. I've got my
I just texted Matt, "Save on the silence, addicted to violence." And he texted back, "Ogle." That is the proper response for those playing along at home. All right, that might be enough. We'll see. Maybe I'll feel like adding some more shit in later. We'll see. We'll just fucking see. Man, I've been listening to the old Ricky Gervais XFM stuff when they first met Carl Pilkington. Shit is so good. I've listened to them all the way through like twice in a row, but I'm just grabbing random ones off YouTube just to see what I get. And they do those podcasts, and then they got the cartoon show and stuff, but and that stuff's all good, but the old XFM ones, these are the best when they were running a live radio show, so they had to do commercials and songs and shit. So fucking good. All right, so to finish off, assuming this does finish off, I'm going to play some Weezer. This was Mike Matera, who used to be a Keith and the Girl dude. He moved to the West Coast. I helped him film some shit back in the day. I don't go on Facebook too much, but I just was happened to be on the other day and just saw that he posted this video of Weezer performing Say It Ain't So live on Letterman in 95. I didn't get into Weezer when they first hit because it was just that song Buddy Holly all the time, and I just fucking that song blows balls. But later I went back and realized the awesomeness, and I mean obviously this won't come across the same without the video, but I think it's worth looking up Weezer on Letterman in 95 because it's really awesome. It's this slow build, and Rivers Cuomo is a full-on weirdo nerd at the time, like just grade A dork odd fellow. And it just builds and builds and builds, and there's this one point where he gets this look on his face that's just like unleashing the fucking nerd demon. Like, it is so awesome. It is fucking excellent. And then I'm going to play Hashpipe live from, you know, whenever that was out. That was a terrible album, the Green Album. I listened to it again a little while ago. Just shit. Just so bad. But the good songs, which really were just Hashpipe and Island in the Sun, they were really good. Hashpipe especially is so cool because it's like, you know, that song Pumped Up Kicks is just a nice sounding tune, but it's really about like a kid at school shooting at people or threatening to shoot people. Hashpipe is about like fucking male prostitutes who may or may not be underage on the fucking in Santa Monica on the strip. And if you just like go through those lyrics line by line, it's pretty goddamn creepy, man. It's just about fucked up drug addict male whores, but just sounds like a nice little catchy ass tune. Even that though, it's a little harsh even for a Weezer song, but I don't know, Hashpipe's just good. It had such a bad video, it deserved better than that. So Say It Ain't So and Hashpipe live by Weezer.
Thank you. mind that go where chicks are focused.